Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Collagen may do more than simply turn back the clock on how your skin looks. The latest research suggests it may also help with building muscle and losing fat when combined with exercise. This is why I highly recommend trying it out yourself. It is designed to help combat some of the visible effects of aging, bring back youthful glow, and support healthy weight management. It uses a groundbreaking formula that combines five critically important types of collagen, including collagen peptides from grass-fed, pasture-raised cows in one easy to mix scoop. Visit healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Or use my link in the description below to get 51% off my favorite collagen. Plus, be sure to use my link in the description because every purchase using that link gets free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, as well as a new e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, completely free. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The second largest and third largest bank runs in history happened last month. The government is taking steps to guarantee old deposits. That means more money printing. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to secure their wealth with gold. Gold is the most stable asset outside of government control. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth. Bag a free 5-ounce American the Beautiful coin if you qualify. That is x22gold.com, x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A new study reveals a shocking number of Americans are trying to lose weight, and that number may surprise you. Around 52% of Americans are struggling to support healthy weight management. This is why I highly recommend taking this amazing keto powder. It is designed to help with healthy weight management, elevate your energy, increase mental focus, and improve your overall wellness. It works by helping to increase ketone levels inside the body, which in turn can support your weight management goals by way of promoting healthy appetite management and healthy metabolism. Try it today by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Or use the link in the description below to get 51% off, plus receive several bonuses with every purchase completely free. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3035, and today's date is April 2nd, 2023, and the title of the episode is, If the Criminals Control It All, What Must Be Done? There is only one way. Equal justice. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, as they move down their path where they're trying to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, what is happening? What are people witnessing right now? Well, they're witnessing that their Green New Deal plan is not going to work. As countries start to move towards solar panels, windmills, saying we're going to get rid of fossil fuels, the evidence is pouring out, showing everyone that this system is not going to work. Actually, it's not going to work, and it's going to be very, very expensive. It's almost like the pandemic. When they push their agenda, telling you to stay 6 to 3 feet apart or 15 feet apart, whatever the number was, and they were telling you to wear a mask, do what we say, close the businesses, all this was based in nonsense. It was a political agenda. The same thing's happening with the Green New Deal. It's all based on their political agenda. It's not based in reality. And as we move down the path, just like the pandemic and the evidence starts to pour out and people start to do a little bit of research and papers start to come out, you start to really see how this is not going to work. Now, what's very interesting is that there was a paper that was released by Mark P. Mills of the Manhattan Institute, and he breaks down how Europe, the U.S., Canada, Australia, and other regions, how they're pursuing getting rid of the power grid and going to, you know, wind and solar and everything else like that. And it shows that this whole entire push is not going to work. So let me just read a portion of this. It says, Europe, the U.S. and Canada, Australia and other regions that have pursued power grids with a higher share of wind and solar electricity uniformly have experienced large increases in electricity costs and even that effect hides the cost of the massive subsidies borne by taxpayers. If costs at least $30 to store the energy equivalent of one barrel of oil using lithium batteries, which explains why batteries cannot compensate for the unreliable nature of wind and solar power, even for days, let alone weeks, there is no physics, never mind engineering or economies of scale that would overcome this cost disadvantage. The time cost alone of recharging an electric vehicle makes such vehicles uncompetitive, even apart from the cost of the batteries and other problems. The International Energy Agency estimates that only a partial energy transition would require increases in the supplies of lithium, graphite, nickel, and rare earths of 4,200%, 2,500%, 1,900%, 700%, respectively, by 2040. This staggering problem of materials is inherent in the nature of SWB technologies, which means that the cost of unconventional energy will rise even more. This entire push into the Green New Deal is not going to work. And what we're seeing right now is as the people watch this and people experience this, because remember, sometimes you need to walk through it. Sometimes you need to see the model that they are creating. When you start to look at California, you're going to start to see this. You're going to see how everything starts to break down, how they cannot keep everything operational, how people can't travel, how the lights go off every so often, how everything doesn't work and everyone is spending more and more money. Sometimes you need to see the model so this way you can make a logical decision of which way we're going to go. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots allowed certain states and the country to experience this, because without experiencing it, how would you know? Because remember, for a very long time, we've had all these presidents and all the fake news and the corrupt politicians saying, this is the economy. You got to get used to it. This is the new normal. We're never going to be able to bring manufacturing back. Inflation is here to stay. And this is the way it's going to be. Actually, when Trump came into office, Obama was telling everyone that this is the new normal, that he would never be able to improve anything, bring manufacturing back. He would never be able to do anything in the central bank illusionary economy, which he proved him completely wrong. Actually, what he did is he showed everyone it can be done. And remember, these individuals, they were trying to bring us in a completely different direction because the system that we're in today, it's their system that they created, it is breaking down. And this is why they continually said, well, if you're in this system, it's going to break down. There's nothing you can do about it. And eventually what we're going to have to do is going to bring you to our new system. You see, Trump is letting everyone know, we don't have to do this. We don't have to go to their new system. Actually, if their system that we're in today breaks down, well, let it break down. We can move away from it and we can make America great again by bringing back manufacturing, by making us energy independent, by having people work. And people started to see this and people start to understand that, yes, this is possible. And everything that they're doing is completely falling apart. Even the education system, and you know why the Biden administration wants to pay off all the debt, because they realize all these kids that went to school, the majors that they were studying, they're worthless. They took out a lot of money, they funded these brainwashing institutions, and they realize as the economy breaks down, the younger population, they're going to become very, very angry because there's going to be no jobs. They're going to say, holy crap, I have all this student loan debt, I have a major that's worthless, and the economy's breaking down and nobody's hiring. Who do you think they're going to get angry at? Well, of course, the Biden administration, Obama in the basement. So what do they have to do to pacify them? Oh, you know what? You won't have to pay this back. Don't worry about it. That's what we're going to promise you. But the promise is falling short. They're in trouble right now. But what is happening right now is that the younger population is waking up. They're starting to realize that, listen, going to college, spending all this money isn't going to help me in the end. Charlie Kirk put this out and he said, a new Wall Street Journal NORC poll found that 56% of Americans believe a four-year degree is a poor investment. The most skeptical group is found among individuals 18 to 34 Good. Bankrupt these corrupt indoctrination factories. We might just get our country back. Yes. And people are starting to realize as the economy breaks down, as there are no jobs and you have no skills because you took a major in gender equality or whatever it is, you start to realize that, hey, there is no real jobs out there. Because companies, think about it, as the economy breaks down, yes, they were going for inclusion, diversity. They just brought these people onto the payroll, even though they weren't qualified. But when the economy breaks down, they get rid of these people. They don't need them. And if they don't need them, it shows the population something very important. There are no real jobs. They're keeping the people that actually can do the job. And that is a very big wake-up call, because moving forward, you need people. If you're going to bring this country back, you know, to a place where we can be energy independent, we can have manufacturing, people need to have skills. People need to know how to do things. And the only way to do that is to get out of this paper world or electronic paper world and go into actual jobs where you get skills to actually do something. And that's how this country was created. But first, we have to get there because the entire system is breaking apart. It's falling apart. And what's very interesting is that Yellen is now warning that the next crisis could come from shadow banks. And she's saying we need more regulations here. Let me translate. They're really talking about crypto assets. And they're saying, listen, the shadow banks are going to start to fail. And we need the regulators to do something. And most likely what they want to do is anyone that's dealing in crypto assets, if you want to be bailed out, the depositors, you must get rid of the crypto assets. And we're already starting to see this with Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and this is exactly what they're doing. But what's very interesting about Janet Yellen, and we have to go back a little bit in time here, we'll go back about 6 years around 2017. And this was around June when Janet Yellen came out and she actually said that she expects no new financial crisis in our lifetime. And now here she is as Treasury Secretary. Remember when she said this, she was head of the Fed. Now here she is letting everyone know we're going to be entering a new crisis. There's a banking crisis where inflation's picking up. We're in the middle of a recession. And once again, these individuals have lied to the American people. And I do believe people can see this very, very clearly. But what's very interesting is you can see that the central bank system, they are now losing power, and you really need to step back and take a look at the 40,000-foot view. How did the central bank, how did the deep state players get their power? Well, what did they do? They became the Federal Reserve, the reserve currency of the world, which means they can control all nations. If you don't do what we say, we place sanctions on you. If you don't do what we say, you can't do business. If you don't do what we say, well, that's it for your economy. What has been happening this entire time? Well, as Russia and China become closer and closer, other nations are joining up to BRICS. And as each nation moves away from the reserve currency, which is the Federal Reserve note, it's not the U.S. dollar. That's not the people's dollar. It's created from a private corporation. We borrow this currency. It's an instrument of debt. But as the other countries move away from the reserve currency, what does it do to the deep state? What does it do to the central bank system? It weakens the central bank system. It weakens their hold on other nations. And I do believe what we're witnessing right now, we're seeing a geopolitical shift right now, because what we see is nations moving away from the central bank currency, that which is the reserve currency of the world. And if you move away from them, you go back to your national currency, and I do believe in the end, they will be backing this up with gold. I do believe this is the beginning stages of weakening their whole entire system. Because now countries are going to create different forms of international trade. They might even use Bitcoin to have international trade while keeping their national currency, which means the central bank loses power. They lose power over the world. Remember, when the central bank came into existence and the United States became the reserve currency of the world back after World War II, then we came off the gold peg in 1971, the central bank, the deep state players, they were able to control the rest of the world. They brought us onto the petrodollar. They controlled the Middle East. They controlled other countries, and they could force countries to do certain things. Now that these countries are moving away and they're using other currencies, this is weakening their grasp on the world. And that is what we're witnessing right now. And once they start saying, listen, we're not using the Federal Reserve, we're not using the reserve currency, we're going to be going back to our national currency, every step of the way, it weakens them and they lose power. Why is this important? Because as they lose power, the patriots gain power. The nations around the world gain power and they return to their sovereign nations where nobody can control them. Nobody can tell them what to do. Now, they have to get rid of the private West Central Bank within their country, which I do believe will be the next step. But this is a very slow process in removing their grip. And as you remove their grip, they lose power. And that is what we're witnessing right now. And if the central bank loses power, it is much easier to defeat them in the end. Because remember, in the very beginning of 1913, they didn't have that much power. But it grew over time. Now it's all being dismantled. And as they get weaker and weaker and weaker, it will be that much easier to take them out. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The second largest and third largest bank runs in history happened last month. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to secure their wealth with gold. Gold is the most stable asset outside of government control. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth. Bag a free 5-ounce American the Beautiful coin if you qualify. That is x22gold.com, x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A new study reveals a shocking number of Americans are trying to lose weight, and that number may surprise you. Around 52% of Americans are struggling to support healthy weight management. This is why I highly recommend taking this amazing keto powder. It is designed to help with healthy weight management, elevate your energy, increase mental focus, and improve your overall wellness. It works by helping to increase ketone levels inside the body, which in turn can support your weight management goals by way of promoting healthy appetite management and a healthy metabolism. Try it today by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Or use the link in the description below to get 51% off, plus receive several bonuses with every purchase completely free. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now following the path that Trump and the patriots really want them to follow. Really think about what's happening right now. I know a lot of people are out there saying, oh my God, look, they have Trump. He's getting indicted. This is very, very serious. But really look at what is really happening right now. Step back and take a look. Back in November 3rd, 2020, what happened? There was an insurrection. That was the overthrow of the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. They cheated in the election to put the resident in place. That was a very important marker right there, because what did that do? It activated the military. Now, a lot of people think, well, it activated the military. They should be flying with helicopters. We should have troops on the street. No. That's not what this is about. Let's go back to the original example that we've been talking about. Let's take a small little town where you have the mafia. They control everything. They control the judges. They control the prosecutors. They control the press. They control all the business and the corporations within this town. They control the police. Nothing can be done. So no matter what happens within this little town, nothing can hurt the mafia. You can't prosecute them. You can't bring them to trial. You can't have anything done to them. Now take that and expand that to the United States, because we've been talking about the criminal syndicate for a very long time. Let's just use the United States. If we have a criminal syndicate here in the United States and the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CDC, DHS, politicians, fake news, social media platforms, corporations, if they're all part of the criminal syndicate, which has been exposed and proven to every single person, I do believe this is why this had to be done. You had to see it to believe it, and you see how bad the corruption is. If they control everything here in the United States, how do you bring these people to justice? Go back to the tiny town with the mafia. What do you have to do to go after these people and bring them down? Can you work with inside their system? No. What do you have to do? You have to go outside of their system. So let's take, for example, the town with the mafia. You know nothing can happen in there. You can't prosecute. You can't do anything. So you need to bring in outside agencies. And for all intents and purposes, let's pretend here that the outside agency is Department of Justice and the FBI. You would use these outside agencies to prosecute those individuals within this town because the outside agencies aren't corrupt. Now take, for example, the criminal syndicate here in the United States. If everything is corrupt and we had Soros, you know, bringing in their prosecutors, bringing in judges, if you have the Department of Justice, which is completely corrupt, we know the FBI, the CDC, DHS, they're all corrupt. What do you have to do? You need to bring in an outside force that is outside of this system. And what is that? That is the military. I don't mean there's going to be soldiers on the street. I'm talking about military intelligence. It's outside the three-letter agencies. They've been monitoring everything. They are the outside force. They are the ones that are collecting evidence. They're the ones that are going to come in and use this against these people. Now, you need to take another step back and say, well, wait a minute. Why don't they just come in and do this? Why don't they just start, you know, prosecuting people? Well, first of all, you need to collect evidence. You need to make your case airtight. You need to allow them to do the crimes. Plus, you need certain precedents to be set. It can't look like the military's coming in for the first time. Oh, look, the military's coming in for the first time arresting these people for an insurrection, for treason. Oh, the military's coming in and arresting these people for unleashing the plandemic on the public. What you need to do is you need to take all those first times and it has to happen to Trump. This is why he's taking all the slings and arrows, because he needs to set this and put this in place. So this way, the other side, the corrupt people, the fake news, the corporations, the corrupt politicians, the Department of Justice, and everyone else, they can't say anything. Plus, the people need to see it so they can understand that nobody's above the law, because remember, Trump has them chanting this over and over and over. No matter what position you're in, nobody is above the law. Plus, you need to see this being done to Trump so when the military steps in and does this to them, they have no argument. And that's what I do believe it means, that the only way through this is the military, not military control where you have soldiers on the streets, not military control where you have helicopters flying around. The military, they are, through military intelligence, they are monitoring everything. What type of court system does the military have? Military tribunals. And that is where we are headed. And what's happening to Trump right now? It has to happen in this way. The optics have to be very, very clear. And the people need to understand. You see, if Trump didn't do this and he came out the first day back in 2016 and said, listen, we're bringing in the military, we're going to be arresting everyone, the people on the streets, they would join in with all the riots. They would. Because the people would be going, oh, wait, what's going on here? And you would have anarchy. And actually, this is what the deep state would want. But if you notice what he has done here, every step of the way, he is waking people up, making them understand, making the deep state do everything that he's going to do to them. They're doing it to him first. This way, the people will be on Trump's side, and the deep state can't push what? Riots. Now, does that mean they're not going to push riots? No, they're going to use their foot soldiers to do this, but they will not have the entire population join in. And this is very important. The people will be behind Trump. And this is why it has to go down this way. Because to get to where we want to go, we need the people of this country to understand. And they need to understand the two-tier justice system. They need to see, look, they're doing it to Trump, but they're not doing it to Hillary. They're doing it to Trump, but they're not doing it to Biden. They're doing it to Trump, but they're not doing it to this person. Everyone can see this. Even with January 6th, they're doing it to all these people that are walking into the Capitol. But look, out in Tennessee, the people that are storming the Capitol out there, not a big deal. They're allowed in there. Really think about this for a second. And this is why it has to happen the way it's happening. And once again, this whole case revolves around election interference. Isn't that interesting? Because that's what they're really saying. And remember, New York has no jurisdiction over this. That's why it can't be a case. Only the FEC has jurisdiction over this. And they're actually showing the entire population, look, you can prosecute for election interference, but they don't have the power to do it. The FEC does. So they're already paving the way, letting everyone know that this is possible. Think about that for a second. Think about what Trump has just accomplished throughout all of this. And there's a reason he's playing them. Because in the end, he's going to go after every single one of them. Because whatever they did to him, he's going to do it right back to them. The difference is he has all the evidence because they've been collecting all the evidence. And it will be used against them. And the only way to do it is to do it right. Collect as much as you possibly can on everything. Make sure you have an airtight case. If they cheat in the election, you just don't want to collect the one time they do it. You want to show the court that they've done it multiple times to prove your case. Same thing with the pandemic. Same thing with everything that we're seeing, spying on Trump. You continually collect and collect and collect and collect to make it an airtight case because we only have one chance to do this. We only have one chance to bring down the entire system all at once. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, it looks like John Fetterman, he has finally come out of the shadows and CBS had him on. And it looks like what they did is they had to take many, many takes because it looks like Fetterman was reading a monitor. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that he started to let everyone know what happened to him. He had severe depression. I mean, is this the person you really want in the Senate? And he didn't even want to get out of bed. He didn't want to do anything. But I do believe this is their cover story for everything else. And if you actually watch the interview, this little short little clip that they have, basically he's looking at the monitor and then they cut it and spliced it many, many times to make it look like it flowed. And I do believe probably coming in the next couple of months, you're going to see him all of a sudden disappear again because this isn't going away. This is here to stay. And I do believe we're going to see something happen with him as we move forward. And it looks like they're just trying to bring him back right now. They're trying to make it look like he's doing well. I like to see the unedited tape of that interview because that is going to be very interesting. Remember, when he was running for the Senate, they tried to make us believe that there was nothing wrong with him, just like they tried to make us believe that Biden, he's perfectly fine. He's not a criminal. And I do believe Biden also, you're going to see his dimensions start to pick up. Now, remember, before we get there, what is the deep state going to try to do? They're going to try to cover up and try to shift everything away from them. And it seems like we're already starting to see this. Now, we know that the laptop is real. We know that this is Hunter Biden's laptop, but they're going to continually push and push and push to try to convince people that know that this is a fake laptop. I do believe they're still trying to do this. Greg Price put this out on Twitter. He said the following: I found the Twitter account of a disgraced FBI agent, Timothy Tebow, girlfriend. Her post suggests the FBI is going to retaliate against the whistleblowers who came forward to Congress about him covering up Hunter Biden's laptop. As you may recall, Timothy Tebow was one of the FBI agents who was in charge of the Hunter laptop investigation. Whistleblowers came forward to Senator Chuck Grassley in July alleging that he deliberately suppressed the laptop before the 2020 election. Whistleblowers also came to Representative Jim Jordan's office alleging Tebow was using cases related to January 6th to overstate the threat of domestic violent extremism in America. He would resign from the bureau after his anti-Trump tweets surfaced. From the account of Missy Morgan Fitt, which she deleted after I reached out to her for comment, Tebow's girlfriend, Melissa Morgan Ransome, would relentlessly tweet in defense of him. While most of them are just her defending Tebow, a few of her tweets raise some serious red flags. For example, here are two tweets from March 24th and 25th in which she says that the whistleblowers against Tebow will soon be proven as liars. She says, stay tuned. That is interesting. So what exactly should we be staying tuned for? Well, in three tweets, Missy says that the whistleblowers aren't as anonymous as they believe. In another one, she says that they put their jobs and futures on the line. So the girlfriend of the former FBI special agent at the center of censoring Hunter Biden's laptop is saying that the whistleblowers that have come forward to expose it are going to be exposed as liars and have their identities revealed. On top of that, here are two additional tweets that may be Tebow tweeting himself, in which Missy says the whistleblowers work for Tebow and want a revenge, and also replied, "I was not in the building," to a guy asking about the FBI agents who interviewed Tony Babalunsky. So these tweets naturally raise questions. Is former agent Tebow tweeting in defense of himself from the her account? Is this the FBI conspiring with Tebow to intimidate the whistleblowers? Are they about to out their identities and attempt to discredit them? I reached out to Missy, Tebow's legal counsel, and the FBI for comment. I have not heard back from any of them, but Missy deleted her account sometime after I reached out to her. And that is very interesting. Why did she do that? It seems like their entire narrative is going to be questioned. You see, what they're trying to do is they're trying to say that, well, they're covering for him, and they're trying to say, listen, all these whistleblowers, they told a lie. He didn't cover up the Hunter Biden laptop scam. He didn't interfere with the elections. Hunter Biden laptop is not real. They're trying to push this agenda, but in the end, this is going to fail big time. This is not going to work. The people already know the truth. And this is why these people delete their information, because they know that the people already know the truth. And they don't want to be questioned. Isn't that interesting? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a lawyer that was suing Trump on behalf of the Democrats, he was just busted for pedophilia. So there are now federal charges following his arrest for allegedly possessing child pornography. And the agents arrested this Palm Beach Gardens lawyer, known for representing victims of sexual abuse, after they found him actively downloading and viewing child pornography on his laptop. I mean, this is just absolutely unbelievable. His name is Michael T. Dolce. He's 53. And it seems that all these people that always go after Trump, it seems that they're the ones who actually have the real problems. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, since we're talking about pedophilia, since we're talking about child pornography, let's talk about Epstein. Because right now, Sergey Brin, Tom Pritzker, Mortimer Zuckerman, Michael Ovitz are asked for information in the U.S. Virgin Islands civil suit against the bank. They issued subpoenas this week to all of these individuals. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Collagen may do more than simply turn back the clock on how your skin looks. The latest research suggests it may also help with building muscle and losing fat when combined with exercise. This is why I highly recommend trying it out yourself. It is designed to help combat some of the visible effects of aging, bring back youthful glow, and support healthy weight management. It uses a groundbreaking formula that combines five critically important types of collagen, including collagen peptides from grass-fed, pasture-raised cows, in one easy-to-mix scoop. Visit healthwithx22.com, that is healthwithx22.com, or use my link in the description below to get 51% off my favorite collagen. Plus, be sure to use my link in the description, because every purchase using that link gets free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, as well as a new e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, completely free. And it seems like things are really heating up in this area, and this is all revolving around Epstein and all their connections with Epstein. They knew exactly what he was doing, and this is going to get worse and worse for them as time goes on. Just like it's getting worse and worse for the deep state players and how they censored the people, how they controlled the narrative, how they tried to control the narrative, and how they were actually doing it. You see, once they lost Twitter, everything behind the scenes is now being exposed. The people can see the truth. The people can understand what was really going on there. Even though they told us there's no such thing as shadow banning, everyone gets a, you know, an equal say. We don't hide people. We don't boost people. We don't have trolls. We don't have bots. We don't do anything like that. There's no government agencies telling us to censor people. We all know this is all fake, phony, and false now. We know that they were controlling a narrative. We know it's built into their system. And now Elon Musk, he went ahead and he published the algorithm of Twitter. So he published the algorithm portion of the code on GitHub. And Stephen Tay put this out on Twitter. He said the following: your following to follower ratio matters. Twitter's TweetCred PageRank algorithm reduces the page rank of users who have a low number of followers but a high number of following. It looks like Twitter Blue subscribers do get a boost in the algorithm. Twitter identified four different user groups that track and compare how often their tweets are being impressed to users: power users, Democrat users, Republican users, at Elon Musk. There are few factors that determine if your tweet will appear on someone's For You tab, mainly the probability the user will like RT your tweet, click into your tweet and reply, stay there for 2 minutes, check out your profile. Some negative feedback loops that will reduce your reputation score on Twitter: getting blocked, getting muted, abuse reports, spam reports, unfollows. To put these feedback loops in perspective, a user clicking on your tweet, staying there for more than 2 minutes, is weighted 22 times more than them just liking your tweet. If they click into your profile through your tweet and likes replies to a tweet 24 times more than a like, if they reply to your tweet 54 times more than a like, if they reply to your tweet and you respond to their reply 150 times more than a like, if they report your tweet 738 times the effect of a like, you're basically screwed. When needed, the government can intervene with the Twitter algorithm. In fact, Twitter engineers even had a class for it: government requested. Presidential election is also another big part of the Twitter algorithm. It can recommend election candidates to follow, suppress misinformation during election events. So far, I've scoured both the Twitter algorithm repos, but I still haven't found anything about the following: if a tweet containing a link will be ranked lower, if bookmarking a tweet will boost its ranking. It looks like these are more myths than facts, but I'll report. In the current light ranking model, tweets with images and videos seem to get a nice 2x boost. However, this is an old model that Twitter is planning to rebuild completely, so things might change. So it's very interesting that the government had the ability to get into Twitter, change the algorithm, and we had other agencies like the FBI, CDC, DHS, corrupt politicians, all contacting Twitter to actually censor people because they didn't like what they were saying. So this was a system of controlling the narrative. Now take this and expand it to all the other social media platforms. You think YouTube doesn't have this? You think Google doesn't have this? You think Facebook, Instagram don't have this? Of course they do. And this is why they're trying to usher in AI, because they're getting very nervous because they are losing control of the bullhorn. If you lose the information war, this is going to be a huge problem for them, because how are you going to control the people? You can't. And once they wake up and they start learning the truth, you can't put them back to sleep, no matter how hard you try. And I do believe this is why they're going to be moving into some type of physical war. Actually, Trump has been telling us this. And we can see with the indictment of Trump, what do they really want out of this? On the side of the deep state, they really want the Trump supporters angry. They need to create some type of an event narrative to explain why there is rioting. Trump, on the other hand, he knew that he had to go down this path. He had to set a precedent. Plus, he needed the people to understand that there's no reason to riot. There's no reason to do anything, because you're awake. You see what they're doing. You understand what they're doing. And we can be peaceful about this. And I do believe this is why Trump has been waking the people up from the very, very beginning. Because without them awake, the people would just be on the streets. People wouldn't be thinking logically. They would just be angry. And yes, people are angry. But once again, true patriots, they're not going into their neighborhoods. They're not going into their towns, burning and looting and killing people. It makes no sense. And I do believe Trump has been setting them up from the very, very beginning. And it's not just him. He has people working behind the scenes, collecting the data and making sure that this is going to be an airtight case in the end. But once again, what did he have to do? He had to put the resident in place. He had to show the people, look, this is what dictators look like. This is what tyrants look like. This is what happens when they don't follow the Constitution. This is when they violate your rights. And Trump, the Patriots, what have they been doing? They've been exposing all of this. Look at the criminal syndicate. Can you see it? It's getting clearer and clearer every single day. You're starting to understand what the criminal syndicate really is. It's not just Hillary. It's not just Obama. It's made up of a lot of moving pieces, and it's a much, much deeper and larger than anyone could ever imagine. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's look at what Biden has been trying to do. He's been trying to do what? Ban weapons. They've been trying to do this for a very, very long time. Actually, during Obama's term, he had a lot of mass shootings. They were trying to push this very, very hard because that was part of their 16-year plan. And with what happened with this shooting in Nashville, this is not going well for them. Because remember, he's walking around saying, listen, nobody wants AR-15s. People think it's crazy to have AR-15s. If you put my ban in place, we wouldn't have this problem. But his repeated call for assault weapons ban wouldn't have stopped anything. The proposal ban would not have stopped the shooter whatsoever. Anyone who intent on murdering children is not going to honor a law or ban of any kind. And this is coming from the Second Amendment Foundation Investigative Journalism Project Chief Editor Lee Williams. And that is absolutely true. This is not about banning the weapons so the criminals can't get them. This is banning the weapons so the law-abiding citizen can't get them. Don't worry, they're giving the weapons to the criminals because they're getting it on the black market. They want the criminals to have the weapons. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is out in California, their entire push to ban handguns, you know, to put micro stamping, to use magazine disconnect mechanisms, to do all these different things, you know, a chamber loaded indicator, all of this is falling apart. Judge Dana Sabraw, she's saying, you know something, I'm putting a preliminary injunction on all of this, blocking the UHA's 3-for-1 rule, under which each approval of new handgun has to be complemented by the removal of 3 guns, which had previously been legal for the purchase. This whole thing is completely falling apart on them. And more states now are moving to constitutional carry. Look what happened in Florida. The Florida Senate, they passed a permitless concealed carry bill, 27-13 vote, sending it to the governor. And we know that DeSantis is going to sign this. So Florida is going to become a constitutional carry state. And this whole thing, this whole gun control thing, is completely falling apart. Because I do believe there's something like 27 states now that are going to have constitutional carry. So once again, their entire push to get the weapons away from the people is not going to work. Why do they want the weapons away from the people? Because it's a lot easier to control the people when you don't have weapons. Just go back to 2020 during the riots by BLM and Antifa. They would like the same exact thing, but the American people on the streets with no weapons. Because if Antifa and the trans activists who are part of Antifa, if they have their weapons because they'll get them illegally and the American people don't have their weapons, is it a lot easier to control the American people and to shut them down as if you have the criminals running around the streets, MS-13 gangs, you know, human traffickers, child traffickers? Of course it is. And this is why they're trying to do this, but it's failing and it's getting worse for them. And the other thing that's getting a lot worse is the entire war situation. We know that they're trying to protect Ukraine. We know that that's their base of operation. Russia has been exposing a lot there. And we know that Trump has been talking about World War III, actually the N word, nuclear war. And what's very interesting, and The Guardian put this out, there's an article that says war in Taiwan will dwarf Ukraine unless the U.S. shows China its teeth. But with Biden in office, is the U.S. going to show China that we have strength here? We're going to stop you. No, they're not. What's going to happen, just like Trump said, China is going to invade Taiwan. And yes, we're going to see war being pushed from every single angle because this is what they really want in the end. And this is why Trump has been saying, listen, World War III is coming. See, World War III is world war. It's not just Russia and Ukraine. It's the world. And that's why he's continually saying this. Do you want to go into a world war? This war would be very, very different than any other war. Because World War II, we really didn't have attacks on our land. Yes, I know in Hawaii, but I'm talking about missiles flying into our cities from across the ocean and hitting a city. countries are capable of doing this. So when you're talking about a world war, it's not going to be off in a far-off land. It's going to be here in the United States, where people will be on the run, where you'll see destruction, just like you saw in Europe in World War II. Trump is saying, is this something that you want? If you do, you stick with Biden, you stick with the fake news, you stick with the corrupt politicians, and you can go to war. We can send you right to the front lines. But I think the majority of the population, and anyone that disagrees with this, they can go right to the front lines. The majority of the population, they're going to say absolutely not. And he's counting on this, which means he is going to usher in peace and the people are going to be behind him and the other people are going to talk war. And we can see that, yes, we're going to see some type of flashpoint in Taiwan. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Richard Grenell put this out on Twitter, he said, Russia becomes the president of the UN Security Council today for the entire month of April, giving it unique powers to define issues. And this is not an April Fool's joke. Now, that is very interesting. We'll have to follow that as we move forward here. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see this whole January 6th thing is falling apart. We have Chansley. He's been released from prison because the videotapes have been released. Again, everything that they said turned out to be fake, phony, and false. And now we have January 6th political prisoner Jeffrey McKellop, a former special forces member of the U.S. contractor, said that the Capitol Police threw an elderly woman down the stairs nearly 10 feet three different times is when the crowd erupted that day. And the Gateway Pundit found that video and put it out there, and it shows the police throwing this woman down the stairs. If you really look at this and you look at the confidential human sources, the FBI informants, the Capitol Police, they're the ones that have been driving this fake insurrection on January 6th. And add in Antifa, BLM, neo-Nazis, and you can see these are the people that actually did this. Why? Because they need an emergency powers to take the power away from Mike Pence and give it to Nancy Pelosi so they can cheat, they can finish the process of the real insurrection that happened on November 3rd. And now we're getting the evidence and more evidence is coming out. And people now are looking at this going, holy crap, the January Unselect Committee, they completely lied to the people. We're starting to see the proof with our own eyes, just like we saw the riots in 2020 when they told us it was a myth. They told us it was mostly peaceful. And then people started to see the video saying, whoa, wait a minute, the whole city's burning down. Washington, D.C.'s burning down. This is not a myth. You're lying to us. And now people see that they're lying to them once again. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this has to do with election interference and memes, they're saying that Douglas Mackey, who created a meme letting everyone know that you can text your vote in for Hillary back in 2016, well, he was brought up on charges and he was sentenced to something like 10 years in prison for creating this meme. But here you can see the two-tier justice system because he did it and Christina Wong also did it at the same exact time. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The second largest and third largest bank runs in history happened last month. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to secure their wealth with gold. Gold is the most stable asset outside of government control. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth. Bag a free 5-ounce American the Beautiful coin if you qualify. That is x22gold.com, x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A new study reveals a shocking number of Americans are trying to lose weight, and that number may surprise you. Around 52% of Americans are struggling to support healthy weight management. This is why I highly recommend taking this amazing keto powder. It is designed to help with healthy weight management, elevate your energy, increase mental focus, and improve your overall wellness. It works by helping to increase ketone levels inside the body, which in turn can support your weight management goals by way of promoting healthy appetite management and healthy metabolism. Try it today by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Or use the link in the description below to get 51% off, plus receive several bonuses with every purchase completely free. And it's pretty much identical. Actually, The Last Refuge put this out on Twitter and said, yeah, so this. So Douglas Mackey, he was charged for saying text in your vote for Hillary. But Christina Wong, and this tweet is still up, says, hey, Trump supporters, skip poll lines, election 2016, and text in your vote. Text votes are legit, or vote tomorrow on Super Wednesday. So nothing happened to her. Her tweet's still up, but they went after Douglas Mackey. Is this a two-tier justice system? Absolutely. DC Drano put this out and said, so a guy posting memes is criminal election interference, but Maricopa shutting down voting machines in 60% of locations on election day is just a technical error. Absolutely. And we can see that the deep state players, they're becoming very, very desperate. They know that Trump is going to win. They know the people are rallying behind him, and they're trying to push everyone they possibly can at Trump to try to split the votes. And we know that the Bushes are behind DeSantis. We know that there are many other people behind DeSantis because they can't allow Trump to win. Now, this is the first stage where they're pushing DeSantis to try to split the vote and hopefully get DeSantis to win, but that's not going to happen. They're also using this indictment to interfere in the elections. Hopefully, they can make it so Trump can't run in the elections. Is that going to work? No, that's not going to work. Actually, everything's going to be switched around on them. Paul Sperry put this out and he says, the Bushes are running against Trump through proxy candidate DeSantis, according to GOP insiders in Texas and Florida. The entire Bush machine is behind his campaign, even helping run it. Absolutely. Because the rhinos, the D's, they're all part of the same system. Trump is on the outside. And we're going to be discussing a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening out in Arizona, because we see things are changing right now. The Arizona House voted to pass Senate Concurrent Resolution 1037, setting official requirements for the use of electronic voting machines in the state and banning the use of some. The resolution passed in the Arizona Senate on March 6th by the vote of 16-13. And on Thursday, March 30th, the Arizona House joined the Senate and voted 31-27 in favor. This resolution will bypass the governor and go directly to the Secretary of State's office. If the Secretary of State and Arizona counties do not comply with the new rule, the legislature can and likely will sue. Wendy Rogers explains. Clarification, SCR 1037 is Arizona legislature resolved to reclaim its plenary power to oversee federal elections per the U.S. Constitution, irrespective of governor. SB 1074 acknowledges state legislature having authority over state elections, which requires a governor's approval. And Katie Hobbs cannot veto this legislation as she has done with an overwhelming majority of the bills sent to her desk. So this is going to be very, very interesting as this plays out, just like it's very, very interesting how this whole indictment is playing out. Right now, in the New York City's prosecutor's office, hundreds of New York City prosecutors are quitting from Bragg's office. 65 assistant district attorneys, or about 12% of the staff, have resigned so far this year from Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's office, up from about 44 through the end of March. During all of 2021, 97 ADAs quit. The situation is nearly the same in the office of Brooklyn DA Eric Gonzalez, where 67 of some 500 prosecutors, or about 13%, have also quit as of June 17th. Another three resigned on Thursday, according to a source. This is compared to 84 who left in all of 2020 and 94 last year. In the Bronx, 59 prosecutors have walked from January through May. And this is becoming very, very interesting because these individuals are looking at this saying, listen, crime's out of control here. What are we doing? We're not following the rule of law. Nothing is happening the way it's supposed to happen. We're on a completely different mission here. Who's controlling all of this? Well, it looks like it's George Soros, and it looks like he's panicking a little bit because everyone is out there saying that he actually is paying for Alvin Bragg. He paid for his campaign. He's pushing this. DeSantis is saying it. Trump is saying it. Actually, it looks like Soros might be targeted. But he put this out on Twitter. He said the following. While I didn't contribute to Alvin Bragg's campaign, I've supported many other reform-minded prosecutors. Anyone who wants to know why should read this article I wrote. So he wrote an article that you should read of why this is, which I don't think people are going to do. Because when you start to look at the situation, you start to see that, yes, he's involved in all this, and he's putting this out because now the spotlight has been turned on him. Remember, he's always been in the shadows. Now, Trump has been calling him out. DeSantis has been calling him out. Other people have been calling him out. And now he's in the spotlight, and he is now targeted, and he's panicking right now. So he's saying that he didn't do this, but look what CNN did to try to convince the people that he had no involvement. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, the geniuses over at CNN used this graphic as part of their fact-checking attempt to disprove the Alvin Bragg is funded by George Soros. Can't make it up. So They said 2016 to 2022, Source donated $4 million to Color of Change PAC. Color of Change PAC, $500,000 plus spent in support of 2021 Bragg campaign. That's very interesting. And then we have Glenn Kessler. He put this out and he said, new fact checker, the incendiary claim that George Soros funds Alvin Bragg is false. Pretty much, that's what he's saying. Then the readers on Twitter added context and it says, Soros donated $1 million to the Color of Change PAC, the largest individual donation it received in the 2022 election cycle. Days after it endorsed Bragg for district attorney and pledged more than $1 million in spending to support his candidacy. Well, Glenn Kessler responded to this and said, Twitter trolls who posted a community note to this tweet apparently have not read the actual fact check. Click the link and you'll find that Color of Change did not spend $1 million in independent expenditures on Bragg, as people often claim. Well, the readers on Twitter added another note and they said the original community note says that the Color of Change PAC pledged $1 million. Soros donated $1 million to the PAC days after it endorsed Bragg and pledged more than $1 million in spending to support his candidacy. The PAC ultimately spent $420,000. I think he was just owned right there. And I think people are starting to realize, yeah, Soros is behind this. And we have people pointing this out. And Trump is letting everyone know, look what happens to the country when you have people that overthrow the duly elected president, when you cheat in the elections. This is what happens. You get an economy like you're seeing. You get open borders. We're on the brink of war. No one's following the rule of law. You go after your political opponents. This is what happens when a dictatorship comes into power. But the other thing that's very interesting, I do believe Trump, yes, he's doing this to set a precedent, but there's another reason he's doing this. Remember, he wants the Republican Party to come together. And I do believe that this is a test. Yes, I know we have the rhinos. Yes, I know. But now he's saying, listen, look what the other side is doing. Now you have a choice. You can either say separated, and I wouldn't be surprised if he moves away from the party one way or another, but we'll have to see how that plays out, or we come together as a strong party. Really think about this for a sec. And then we had Richard Grenell come out and say the following. He says, in response to President Trump's indictment, Richard Grenell calls on every Republican presidential candidate to drop out of the race and support Trump. We should unify as a party and say we will not allow this to happen to the U.S. That would shut down the deep state players in the background. And I do believe that every single Republican should do this. If you're truly going against the deep state players and you're truly for this country, then everyone should drop out and go for Trump. Let's show them who's really in control. Now, do you think the rhinos are going to do this? I think Trump is putting them to the test. I think they're saying, okay, here we are. Look at this situation that we're in right now. Are you going to stick together or are you going to stay with the deep state players? And Trump, when he's looking at the board, he can see it very, very clearly. He can see who's with him, who's not with him. And let's see how this turns out. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Bragg now is confirming that he received federal funds used in the Trump probe. So Alvin Bragg, he wrote a letter and he revealed to House Republicans that roughly $5,000 in federal funds has gone towards Bragg's office investigating Trump or the Trump organization. And we also come to find out that there are other grants that were given to him, and he admitted this to Representative Jim Jordan. So this is very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is that we have Alan Dershowitz out there saying, listen, the only person that committed a crime here is Alan Bragg, because he leaked information from the grand jury and he could face 5 years in prison. And we're going to have to see how this all plays out. Stephen Miller put this out and said, guys, you open this door, there's no closing it. And everyone, I mean everyone, knows the media reaction to indicting a Democrat from here on out will be, you can't prosecute political opponents, banana republic. And we won't effing care. It will happen. And remember, Trump, he's setting the precedent. Now, is this going to go to trial this year? Probably not. I wouldn't be surprised if this drags on until 2024, which will actually be perfect because that is during the election year. So when this turns around, these individuals, they will not be able, and I'm talking about the deep state players, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, they won't be able to say a damn word. Now, Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said, they have closely studied 11 million pages of documents, financial records and tax returns, some gotten illegally, billions of dollars worth of deals and transactions, and they've got nothing. After 8 years of various political motivated investigations, hoaxes, scams, and witch hunts, this must make me the most honest and honorable man anywhere in the world. Nobody in history has ever been through the scrutiny that I have. Make America great again. And he's absolutely right. He is the cleanest president we have ever, ever had. And even the Manhattan DA, Cy Vance, he's even questioning what Braggs is doing. The Trump War Room put this out and said, former DA Cy Vance doubts Braggs' indictment. I do not know if this guy's case is airtight or not. And remember, this has to do with election interference, hush money payments. So does the New York prosecutor, do they have authority over this? No, only the FEC does. The FEC said there's no case here. And we need to remember, who else was caught in making payments to interfere in an election? Hillary Clinton. We'll be talking about that in just one sec. But Trump, he put this out and he said, based on what you know, would you say that this indictment of Trump is politically motivated and without merit? 83% agree. Now, Jack Posobiec, he put this out on Twitter. He said, last year, Hillary Clinton quietly settled a campaign finance violation over reporting the Steele dossier funding as legal services. She paid a fine and was never arrested. So Vivek Ramaswamy replied to this on Twitter and said, America now has a two-tier justice system. Trump is indicted while Clinton pays a small fine. Antifa and BLM rioters roam free while January 6th protesters are in prison without bail. Douglas Mackey faces 10 years from the same joking memes that Christina Wong posted with impunity. Now everyone can see what? They can see the political hit. They can see the two-tier justice system. They can see the criminal syndicate system and how it works. Everything is right out in the open. Now, is this hurting Trump or is it helping Trump? Well, there was a poll that was done, and Trump put this out, and this is coming from Tim Young. It says, now that Trump has been indicted by the New York grand jury, who will you vote for in the Republican primary? Trump got 83%. DeSantis got 13%. This is destroying the deep state. Then Trump put this out on True Social. I want to thank everyone for the tremendous support you have given me against this assault on our nation. Our once beautiful USA is now a nation in decline. Radical left thugs and insurrectionists, remember that word, have taken over our country and are rapidly destroying it. They're using the levers of law enforcement and have completely weaponized the FBI, DOJ to interfere with, rig, and steal our once sacred elections. We are now living in a third world country, but we will come back and make America great again. Now, he said insurrection, election interference by all these different organizations. So he's talking about the criminal syndicate. He's talking about the system that they're running, and he's talking about an insurrection. So what we need to do is we need to go back to certain posts, which explains a lot here. And let me just read post 4. This is October 29, 2017. And in this post, it says the following. Focus on military intelligence, state secrets, and why might that be used versus any three-letter agency? What Supreme Court decision opened the door for a sitting president to activate? What must be showed? So that case is Hamdan versus Rumsfeld. While Congress did not authorize military commission, they left open the possibility of executive presidential formation. And we'll be talking about state secrets in a sec. But think about it. You have the three-letter agencies. They're corrupt. The DOJ, corrupt. The military intelligence, the military, is the outside system, outside of all of this. This is what has been set up. So think about the Supreme Court case that we just talked about, Hamdan versus Rumsfeld. Let's move to post 11 here. It says, key, military intelligence versus FBI, CIA, NSA. No approval or congressional oversight. State secrets upheld under Supreme Court. So that's United States versus Reynolds. The state secrets privilege and the Supreme Court. So the state secret privilege is a common law privilege that allows the head of an executive department to refuse to produce evidence in a court case on the grounds that the evidence is secret information that would harm national security or foreign relation interests if disclosed. So if Trump and the Patriots and the military set this up under the state secret privilege, they don't need to show the Dems anything. And this is why I do believe the Dems have been trying to find out the information, going after his declassified information. They're trying to find what he has done here. But he doesn't have to reveal this because there's a Supreme Court ruling on this. So under what article can the president impose military intelligence takeover investigations for the three-letter agency? The Insurrection Act allows POTUS to use military as police force in the event of terrorist attack, natural disasters, disorder that, you know, state police cannot contain, and if there was an insurrection, which happened on when? November 3rd. And this says, what conditions must be present itself? Well, there had to be an insurrection, which happened on November 3rd. They overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. Why is this very important? Because this kicked off everything. Then if we go to post 26, it says the following. This is November 1st, 2017. It says, think about it logically. The only way is the military. The military is the only part of government and intelligence fully under the control of POTUS. Military can arrest and try traitors when the system of law and order breaks down and the courts no longer are trusted to dispense justice due to such widespread corruption. Fully controlled, save and spread, 11.3 verifies as first marker. On November 3rd, 2020, we had the insurrection. The military was activated. Now they've taken over the investigations. Because remember we talked about the small town with the mafia? Well, now we have an outside force, and they now are monitoring everything that's going on here in the United States. They're monitoring the FBI, DOJ, DHS, the corrupt politicians, you name it, because the military was activated on November 3rd. And remember, they're collecting evidence. It has to be an airtight case. And can you imagine, and think about optics, if the military came in first and did everything first without the people behind them, how do you think this was going to play out in the real world? If Trump got elected in 2016 and he went after these people and just arrested people and the military was driving this, do you think people would be rioting all over the streets? They would. And this is what the deep state wanted. Trump knew he had to wake the people up. He needed to show the people the system. He needed to expose the system so the people could see it very, very clearly. Who's been censoring? Who's been breaking the law, not following the rule of law? Who unleashed the plandemic on the United States and the rest of the world? Who cheated in the election? Who was involved? The fake news, the corrupt politicians, all the different agencies within the United States government, corporations. The people needed to see this, because without the people, this plan is not going to work. And then if you go to post 17, this is October 31st, 2017, it says, how can military intelligence be applied to prosecute bad actors and avoid corrupt agencies and judges? Military tribunals. And this is why Trump has been doing this. And this is why he needs to do these things first, because it has to happen to him first so he can use it against them. This way, there's no argument saying this is uncalled for. There is no precedent that allows the military to do this, to go after these people, to go after a sitting president. Well, now the deep state just opened the door. The deep state, every step of the way, all the impeachments, all the investigations, the taxes, you name it, they open the door. Everything now can be used against them. Equal justice under the law. They are now screwed. There's no escaping this. We only get one chance to do this, and it has to be done right. It has to be an airtight case. This is why you continually collect evidence. This is why you continually allow them to repeat the crime over and over and over, so there's no question whatsoever that these people are guilty. And now you see Trump is getting exactly what he's going to need. The military is getting exactly what they need. And in the end, he's going to bring down the whole entire deep state system. Nothing can stop what's coming. Nothing. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Collagen may do more than simply turn back the clock on how your skin looks. The latest research suggests it may also help with building muscle and losing fat when combined with exercise. This is why I highly recommend trying it out yourself. It is designed to help combat some of the visible effects of aging, bring back youthful glow, and support healthy weight management. It uses a groundbreaking formula that combines five critically important types of collagen, including collagen peptides from grass-fed, pasture-raised cows, in one easy-to-mix scoop. Visit healthwithx22.com, that is healthwithx22.com, or use my link in the description below to get 51% off my favorite collagen. Plus, be sure to use my link in the description because every purchase using that link gets free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, as well as a new e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, completely free. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The second largest and third largest bank runs in history happened last month. The government is taking steps to guarantee old deposits. That means more money printing. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to secure their wealth with gold. Gold is the most stable asset outside of government control. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth. Bag a free 5-ounce American the Beautiful coin if you qualify. That is x22gold.com, x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A new study reveals a shocking number of Americans are trying to lose weight, and that number may surprise you. Around 52% of Americans are struggling to support healthy weight management. This is why I highly recommend taking this amazing keto powder. It is designed to help with healthy weight management, elevate your energy, increase mental focus, and improve your overall wellness. It works by helping to increase ketone levels inside the body, which in turn can support your weight management goals by way of promoting healthy appetite management and healthy metabolism. Try it today by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Or use the link in the description below to get 51% off, plus receive several bonuses with every purchase completely free.